is Keeping It Real with Nyreen Fiona and Greg. Oh, jeez. It's already started.
Oh, boy.
Old references to very old British comedies. Mm-hmm. Are You Being Served is the one we were talking about.
My kitty was just purring.
Yes, the kitty was just purring.
The pussy was purring.
The pussy. Yes. Fiona as Mrs. Slocum. Yeah.
No purple hair here.
No purple. Well, you could. I mean, it is a trend among. She's that.
Yeah, she's not with a.
She started the whole thing, you know, the purple rinse.
The purple rinse.
All right. Greg, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking Muskoka Brewery Cream Ale. So I'll read the back here, which is kind of cool. It says, cheers to the beer that started it all back in 1996 with a rich amber color, full-bodied flavor, and subtle floral notes. Our flagship English pub-style ale is smooth and easygoing. It's pretty good. Like, I like it. It's not as good as some of the other cream ales that I've had, but it's a nice one. It's a good summer beer, end of summer beer,
I would say. It is very end of summer feeling today.
Mm-hmm. It's a little chilly out there today.
Not and that's bad. Why our red wines go with every season. Oh my God, cat. This cat is like at my ankles
making
here.
Making the rounds.
Yep. Give me some of that wine. We are in Argentina for a Malbec from Toro Centenario. Jeez, I could say it before. Centenario.
You're the one.
A 100 year. I'm not like Duolingo. I know three words. I know 100 animals. 100 Conejo years.
Is a rabbit.
I know Conejo. Yeah. We like to mess up with the dog. Conejo. It's a Malbec, which Argentina is famous for. And it's a Mendoza for the Mendoza region. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. We're going to have our three word review. It's really good.
It is delicious.
It is delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's red.
It's red.
Very good.
Our topic tonight. So we've got three coaches heading off to their level one CrossFit certification this weekend.
They should be finishing up.
They should be done and dying from a pretty busy day.
Probably out having dinner right now.
I was going to say they're probably really hungry.
Yeah, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Teresa Kelly and Nicole are doing their level one CrossFit certification, which is a 2-day busy, pretty intense certification. We've done level one twice and we've done level two since then. Yeah. It is.
So 15 years of every 5 years.
So what kind of.
What's the day like?
Yeah, like what's involved in something like that?
So it's a little bit of, seminar, and then you're up and busy, active, doing stuff. I remember the first one we did in, CrossFit.
First one we did was with Pat Shepard and Chuck Carswell.
Yeah, they brought in a lot of the American.
A lot of the top guys.
It was at Reebok Firepower in Milton.
2009. We did that.
Was it 2009 or 2010? I thought it was 2010.
It was right in there, yeah.
Because we had to get certified in order to become a CrossFit affiliate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it was, I think it was like March or something. We stayed over.
We stayed at the Holiday Inn in Milton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tops. And if it's probably still there, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I remember doing Tabata squats and thinking, oh, I was so good at doing 16 squats in 20 seconds. And then other people are doing like 25, 30. I'm like, huh?
What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was a lot of, theory. And
I think we were some of the more experienced coaches at the
time. Oh, because remember that one girl
asking.
There
was a girl who asked Pat Shepard, says, yeah, I saw on YouTube that somebody blew their asshole out doing squats. And he started laughing and pretty much everybody else started laughing.
So he says,
the whole place. And he
if
says,
I understand the question.
Sure, yeah.
And he repeated back what he had heard. And I don't know if she was legit, didn't know.
She was a Barbie. Yeah, she was a Barbie. That's for sure.
Yeah, she was definitely one of those global girls and okay, go to this CrossFit level one certification and see what it's all about.
It's going to be great. But she asked the question.
And
can you blow your asshole out?
No, you cannot.
No.
Well, she definitely wouldn't
have
any regrets.
Some people have crapped their pants. Some people have crapped their pants doing squats, but I don't think they've blown their actual colon out of their rectum. So, yeah.
It's a really good overall.
So it starts off, they'll start with some seminars and then they'll do some physical work. So, just cueing exercises, like, let's check your squat. They're going to check your squat.
And they'll put somebody in the middle. Okay, what's going on with this person's squat?
Yeah,
and then, now you're in the middle. Like,
so they have to analyze.
Analyze.
You're the one out there making a mistake. And
yeah.
oh, okay, I can go a little lower. I can adjust my chest. I can do this, do that.
Yeah.
Which is really good. It's really tactile that way, which is kind of neat. But it kind of puts you on the spot.
A lot of times with so much time spent with a dowel or a PVC pipe.
PVC pipe, yeah.
As I said to Teresa, Nicole, and Kelly, I said, do not come into the gym and work out on Friday.
Yeah. Don't work out beforehand.
Don't do it because you're going to be busy. Cause like, well, in our first level one, they have like these seminar active stuff, you know, seminar stuff like where you're critiquing.
And then right at the end of the day, let's do a workout.
Well, so then was it the end of the day?
Yeah, it was the end of the day. It was Fran right at the end. Yeah,
they didn't. The second time we didn't do Fran.
And
but
I was
it was
son of a bitch, Fran. Like, good God. Like,
your favorite. Really?
Yeah, and they kind of like, you sort of like think, I think they're going to do Fran. I think they're going to do Fran. And then they start setting up and I did 45 pounds in jumping pulls because I didn't have pull-ups then.
I did it. I RX'd it, but I was like, oh my, this sucks.
Ooh. Yeah. So now, like, you've got the best of CrossFit coaches watching you and a whole bunch of other people. Like, it's just like
it was
the
cool.
intensity is pretty. Yeah.
But like, then afterwards, everybody had a beer together. Remember, they broke out the beers at the end?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was cool.
Like, I talked to Joe DeGaine, who is a really awesome coach. He was our level one.
That's where Greg said, don't let my eyes get used to your shitty technique.
Yeah, that's it.
That's his line.
That was his line. So
that's where you got your beer after a special workout.
That's right. Yeah, after a special workout.
Fran's a special workout.
Yeah, that was a special workout. All right.
So this will be kind of good for, because I'm, for the fact that they've been working out for so long.
And it'll really get them out of their comfort zone.
Yeah. And they got to really perfect their
Their and just movements. That whole dynamic of, you know, being in a large group and seeing other people's techniques. And then, so maybe they'll come back with all kinds of different cues. Like, oh, okay, for this movement. Yeah. Oh, for this movement.
And each coach you deal with has different
cues. Absolutely.
It's like at our level one, Matt. I can't think of his last name now. The French guy
from Quebec. Yeah. From
Quebec. Yeah. He was awesome. And he gave me a lot of cues for teaching different movements.
Yeah.
And stuff, which was really when I could understand him because
he's got a very French.
Very strong accent.
And it's just neat. Like the seminar staff, they're the best coaches. Like you just like, they're so top of the line and they're just so good at what they do. And so just to be for our coaches to be in that room with that, is going to be so great for them to talk to other coaches from other gyms and stuff.
You know, and it kind of boosts their confidence because now they can see how other coaches are doing too. Hey, I'm not.
Well, and
not
I said
as bad as I thought I was.
Well, I don't think they're not bad. No, they're not.
Not that they were.
No. As I thought I was.
Yeah. Right?
But I said it's also for us as, you know, the gym owners, it's a.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, like, have I taught them well? I'm more like concerned. Have I taught you well? Have I, you know, but I mean, I think we have, like, you know. But it'll be just a good experience for them to, you know, to be in that environment with other and to hear what other gyms are doing and that kind of thing. So they'll come back excited with, hey, you know, we should do this or hey, let's try this. Like, hey, I'm
game for it.
Game for it. Like, whatever you want to do, let's do it. But yeah, so the second time we did level two, we've only done level one. Oh, yeah.
Because our next is level three.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll get to that. So the second time we did, because it's good for 5 years, we went to Toronto.
Yeah.
Actually, we drove home because it was nowhere to stay nearby. Yeah. But anyways, and that was a good, it was not so intimidating because we'd already been there. So we knew what we were in for.
That was another one. Who was the head of CrossFit Canada? He was an instructor there.
Oh, Paul Tremblay.
Paul Tremblay, yeah.
He was very.
And Michelle.
Michelle LaTondra.
LaTondra.
Oh, my God.
I've seen them compete.
Yeah. She's like, and she's tiny. Cool.
She's like,
she's my size. Really? I think I might be a little bit taller.
Yeah, you might be like.
a quarter of an inch.
I got my picture taken with her, and I know I can't find it, but because it was on my old phone, I think, and I screwed it up. But yeah, she's tiny. Like, she's.
At these, and so of course, like during you're eating lunch, and they're doing their own workout, and you're like, I feel kind of lazy. Yeah.
Well, and the weight that she was throwing.
Oh my goodness, you're just kind of like your jaw's just like on the floor because you're like, oh my God,
yeah,
that's cool.
She is so tiny and so freaking
strong,
fit and strong. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah,
but
you know,
super nice
fit
too. Like super.
Oh my goodness,
like,
just amazing.
All of them are super nice. Yeah.
But again, that comes from learning it.
Yeah.
The technique before load, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Like she just, you know, throws weight around like, and you're just like, I know, it's just amazing. I just want to sit there and
watch her.
We did eating lunch. I'm sitting there eating my lunch watching.
I'm just like shoving food in my face like, wow.
She's doing snatches. Oh my God.
Wow, she's snatching more than what I was probably deadlifting.
God, like
insane. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So it'll be neat. I'm curious to see what
wonder who their coaches are.
Yeah.
I'd like to know who their coaches are.
Yeah, I just, you know, and that whole, like, just that whole experience of, like, watching the best of the best kind of do their thing.
I'm kind of surprised they haven't messaged you. Like,
they're probably exhausted.
Yeah, they probably are tired. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a busy day.
Well, I think they're coming home.
Oh, yeah, it was only in Burlington, so.
Yeah, so it's at CrossFit Cole, so.
Yeah, which is where we did our level two. Where I did our
level two, which level two was the most intimidating because you actually have to teach in front of everybody.
Other people.
Yeah. You're teaching in front of people who are really good at coaching.
Yeah, so we're all coaches. So now you're teaching to other coaches, right? Which, and they're picking flaws, like, do this.
It's hard to pick flaws.
It's hard to, well, and it's hard to demonstrate a flaw.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I find it hard to demonstrate. I try to, but it's hard to demonstrate. We want you to demonstrate a bad deadlift. I'm like,
how do you do that?
I got to
really,
you know, it's like, for me, a bad deadlift is if I fart during that deadlift, it's a bad deadlift, right? So that's, you know, I don't know how to, I can, but it, you really have to think about
you
it.
You have to think about
really
it.
Really badly.
Yeah.
Well, because you're drilling it into everybody so much. Everybody to make it
good, right?
Well, yeah. And we're demonstrating proper technique. And so it's really hard to think of all the different ways to, you know, I see it in a typical day, but, you know, like.
But it was funny because I don't usually normally get nervous in front of people, but I did a couple.
Well, because then, so in part of the level two, so you have to pick a move and then you have to teach it to the class.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so I'm like, somebody picked that. Like, damn it, I wanted to do that.
I wanted to do that one.
You know, so okay,
I can't
now.
I remember which one I
think I did sumo deadlift high pulls. You know, and so then you're queuing like the whole, and like you got to pretend that these people don't know what they're doing. And then like they're watching how you show them, and then they're watching
down to each,
or how you organize the class and just, you know, all this different things like, you know, class management. So it was definitely,
it was intimidating,
more of a mental game, like, you know, trying to,
it was good. I mean, it was good when it was over. I was like,
oh yeah,
that's done. But then you have an exam, right? Is it like
was
level
there an
one?
Exam on that?
Yeah, we had to do that online one at the end, right? The online assessment that we had to do. You had to get 70% on. So it's like the level one at the end of the weekend, like tomorrow night, they have an exam. I told the girls, you got to study that level one. It's like 250 pages.
Wow.
Your manual, you got to
study
that.
Because they've been using it since our advanced theory course.
Yeah, so so they should have it, you know. But
I'm not worried.
But it's hard.
I have full confidence in them.
Because when we first did it, remember, there wasn't a ton of people that passed it because they had to give us, they did it all right then. They marked it right then.
Oh, I thought the first time we didn't have to do an exam, and then the second time they...
No, we had to. The first time we did an exam, but it was done right there. The second time we had to do exam, but it took 6 weeks for them to give us our...
Oh, you got to wait.
Yeah, we had to wait. Yeah. So the first one, you did it right there, and it took like freaking 2 hours for the exam.
Your memory's better about that than mine.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah. So, yeah. So
nerve-wracking.
So now,
just waiting.
The next one is the level three, which is, you have a level four after that, but that's more of an internship. So level three, I think, will probably be the...
You'd have to actually...
Go, yeah. You got to do... There's so much more for level four.
No.
But level three is pretty much the top for us.
You just don't want to go back to these seminars. I don't
mind the seminars, but I want to... Like, why go back to a level two if I can go to a level three?
Well,
why
I know.
Go backwards?
You're not really going backwards.
No,
you're just staying
the same. I want to do my level three. I want to be the top, right? What the hell?
We're not going back. Two.
You know, but it's a 3-hour and 55-minute exam.
Ooh.
Like, this is lots of studying. So,
yeah. Holy moly.
So, yeah, it's all
lots of dry reading.
Yeah, it is.
Fall asleep.
But video watching and boop, bop my head off.
While you're on the toilet.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to be.
Not going to get piles.
Jeez. Yeah. No, it's, you know, like, I know because we've got Natalie for another year before she goes off to nursing school because she decided not to do kinesiology. Mm-hmm. And I said, honestly, you could go to a CrossFit level one certification and learn or earn as much money, depending on how business savvy you are, than somebody who's gone through 4 years of kinesiology and has to still specialize beyond that.
And still has shitty movement.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like the technique and the focus on proper mechanics is by far one of the best things about the CrossFit certifications because they are just all about proper movement, more so than you would find in 4 years of university.
Oh, huge.
You know, and it's just like, and it's experience by doing. You know, and you know,
it's like, not reading a book.
No.
It's not about reading a book.
Well, and her CrossFit. Coming to classes and
yeah,
working out on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
Just to be a better athlete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. It's made her a better athlete.
So, you know, I'd be like, I'm glad she's opted for nursing and not kinesiology because honestly, I guess just
we need more healthcare workers that are
fit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's another topic. That's you're going way off track.
I know.
So, yeah, I'm excited for Kelly and Teresa and Nicole to be level one. And then we'll have a couple more going next year. It'll be fun.
Hopefully, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it'll be lots of coaches. Fun stuff.
That's good.
There you go. Another episode. Keep it real. Nari, Fiona, and Greg.